place. Come expecting the signs, the wonders, the miracles to flow. Come expecting souls to be saved.
Yes,
for what
Jesus.
You believe for, what you expect, that's what will come. But it's your expectation. I desire to pour out my spirit among all flesh.
Yes,
I desire for all men to be saved. I desire for miracles, signs, and wonders to flow. So I want you to keep coming into me. Keep coming into me. Keep coming into me. Keep coming, expecting like you've never expected before. Expect the mighty move of the Spirit. Expect the mighty move of the glory. And not just in this place.
Hallelujah,
but everywhere
Jesus.
You go, expect my spirit to move
Father,
even through you everywhere you go and see the lives changed because the time is so short.
Hallelujah.
My son is coming and the time is short. The time is now to win the lost, to believe, 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 believe. Expect.
For a little bit, we're just going to talk about, share some more preparation for 2026. Hallelujah. Keeping ourselves very sober, putting ourselves in a place where we're very vigilant about what's coming and preparing our hearts. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is a very familiar. I'm going to read it out of the King James and then out of the Amplified both. Some of this is places where me coming into 2026 and finding a warfare that has been present to try to stop revival, but it's not going to. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. How many would continue to pray for your pastor?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody shook their head. No, I don't think so. Homer said, what were you meditating today? Well, I was going through 1 John a few times yesterday, a couple times, but today just continuing to confess. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says this, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now what are those? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? The Amplified says this, for though we walk, live in the flesh, we do not carry on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. But we lead every thought captive and purpose away captive, every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Now I'm just reading some scripture right now, not exhorting so much. But 1 Timothy 6, you can turn there. And then we'll go to 2 Timothy in just a moment. So we'll look at Paul, his instruction to Timothy in fighting a good fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6, he says this, thou, O man of God, Flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And fight the good fight. Everybody say the good fight. So, you know, if there's a good fight, then the opposite is that is there's not so good a fight. It's when you are involved. It's when you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to work His work through you to the measure that the fight is not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But Paul admonishes Timothy to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Wherefore, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. Now the good fight, good here means, it's the word kalos, which means commendable, admirable, surpassing, and precious. It has a, it's suitable for the opportunity. It's suitable for the moment. 2 Timothy 4. Look at this with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 5 says this, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. This is getting close to when Paul is leaving. I have fought a what? A what? A good fight. Now, 2026, we're going to have to fight a good fight to receive this, to receive this outpouring. Paul said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them that also love His appearing. That's the end of it. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. I want you to understand this. We've been talking a lot about the development, and there's been those messages recently, especially on the development of our faith in removing the mountain. But part of one of the things that we have to really realize that the development of our faith is one thing, and it has to be developed, and we have to stand against doubt. We cannot lower the bar, as Gary's been saying, as Homer's been saying, as we've been saying, and we continually go and get our, as Gary says, has been teaching on getting our daily bread. But we also have to realize something, that in the development of winning this war for revival, it's not just it is a development of faith, but it's also realizing that part of what is trying to stop us is not just the development of our faith and the ridding of ourselves of doubt, but is spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6:10 and following says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because of this, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. How many have run up against some evil days? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, I want to remind you of something. Is that okay? Hallelujah. In the teaching letter of May of 2023, this is just one paragraph. And it's leading into a reminding of what we're up against. not just then, but now. Recently, the Lord, I said, this is one of the paragraphs later in the letter. It says, recently the Lord had showed me a series of messages in which he spoke to me personally concerning a troop movement of demonic powers against the church. As I said in these teachings, this is not an exhaustive list, but is a specific list given to me by the Holy Spirit. The Lord said in essence that the enemy is going to come with a resurgence of certain attacks to try to subvert the confidence of the revivalist. His main objective will be to diminish their confidence and question themselves in their place of gained dominion over these areas. He would love to reseed, but much of this has been purged, but he'd also love to reseed. In other words, go back and find traction in these particular areas by continually coming against the church. He would love to reseed these strongholds back into our lives if possible. This is the list below. Remember that these attacks do not necessarily have to be against you personally, but could and most likely will involve your family as well. Hallelujah. This is a year to cover your family like never before. Amen. That list was these. Now, list, these are, the Lord had me term these revivalist demons or revivalist devils. Those are things that were coming against the church. One was infirmity. How many of you don't have to raise your hand, but how many have fought devils of infirmity like never before recently? Division. The enemy would love to get things started if he can, but he's not going to just by a word. Well, be careful in your correcting. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Try not to cause any division in any way. He said lust and perversions will try to come against the church. Another one was another gospel, something a little different than what we teach. Be careful who you listen to. Be very careful who you're listening to. You don't want to just get a little bit off, not a degree off. He said lukewarm, allowing our first love for Christ to begin to wane. Hey, I'm all about revival, but listen, the greatest thing is our intimacy. That's what we've got to seek after daily. This is my desire, is to just go into Him and be conformed to His image. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Excuses. Now, none of you have ever had any excuses, right? Destruction of reasonings and emotions. He'll come. Why don't you stand with me? I think you can feel the moment that we're in a warfare. We're going to win. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, just because of the service and the moment, Harry, why don't you begin to continue to lead us? I'm going to ask some people to come down and just pray with me. Just sit around the altar and pray with me and just stand. Hallelujah. Will you move out? Support the moment in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin. If you can find a place to kneel and pray. I think if there's anything that we need to do, I had some other stuff here, but I could just feel that prayer was more important. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to leave where you're at. Just stay where you're at. I just want to continue on. Hallelujah. This was a prophecy, and I was supposed to read this. I should have. So we will. But just continue to worship. Stay in a place. This isn't, it's applicable for today. It's May 3rd, 2023. Our weapons are not carnal. For did I not say in my word and by my spirit that our weapons, that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, made up of carnal things, reasonings, perceptions of the flesh, being able to understand things through the mind, through those things perceived around you. But the weapons of your warfare are mighty through my spirit to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. For know that the enemy is stirred up. Here's our prophecy, and this is why we have to fight stronger than ever before. Is stirred up against this place. Know that the enemy is stirred up against this place and against your determination to walk in. But do not fear, little flock, for I've called you. And if I've called you, then I've exalted you to a place to rule and reign with me, not only in the eternities to come, but present tense. Did I not tell you to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove? But this wisdom cannot come through the perception that comes by the outward senses. Do not trust your outward senses. Do not put stock in feelings, emotions, reasonings of the mind. But I say unto you, judge all things by my spirit. Hallelujah. Listen. Let peace. Let your spiritual feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which is the witness of peace inside of each one of you that follows me on this journey into the fullness of God. For humbling yourselves and denying the flesh or the mind the opportunity to reason all things out will be to separate yourself moment by moment, if necessary. Step out of the fray and judge all things by my spirit, says the Lord. Say, Lord, I see only by your eyes. I hear only by your ears, and I will confess only by your mouth, says the Spirit of the Lord. For the church at large gropes blind in darkness, although they say they can see, but they live out of carnality. Not just in the appetites of the flesh, but in the judgment of the things around them, not seeing spiritual things or hearing by my spirit. But denying the flesh is not just shutting down the appetites of the flesh, but denying the flesh is not giving it any room for spiritual judgment. It cannot sit on the court of spiritual judgment. It cannot sit on the place of jury to make any decisions. All final authority and all final decisions come from my spirit and out of my word, says the Spirit of the Lord. So I'm raising you up for this hour. Hear what the Spirit would say. Hear what the Spirit would say. For the weapons are not your weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They will exalt you. Mine is for you to walk into a constant peace. Know that when you feel yourself wavering in peace and feeling the effects of the hour, that you're not ruling entirely at the moment out of your spirit man inside of you. Regroup, regroup, says the Spirit of the Lord. Continue to regroup, and you'll learn this place of constant, continual, and everlasting peace, says the Spirit of grace. And by this, will be that be the which I'll bring forth a great outpouring with people who against the enemy will stir up his vengeance, but it will have no effect, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Jesus. We could just continue to worship you on that prophecy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give no room for the flesh to make judgments. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Harry, lead us because of who you are. Can you? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You go home tonight, just rest in peace. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow you. Let the glory and the grace of your Father just rest upon you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus, and we bless you, Father. We give all the glory and praise to God. Hallelujah. God bless all of you as you're here tonight. I believe we felt the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. All right. We will see you Sunday. Blessings on all of you. Amen.